Hello everyone, how are you doing? So it's Eden, one of the field researchers from the Addis Ababa team. So a few weeks back, I have shared a story. It was about two of my respondents who's engaged in traditional making of clothes. So one of my respondents is a male respondent, while the other is a female. So if I started with the male respondent, he informed me that before the appearance of the COVID-19 pandemic, their workflow, their transactions, it was very high, that they record each transactions and their income was satisfactory. And like after all the expenses that they are supposed to pay, like the rent, the employee salary, and some other expenses, they do have some amount of money to be deposited. But after a year of something, like after the end of June 2020, their workflow became very low, like it became the opposite, that it gets worse and worse, like every day, that they couldn't able to sustain it, and their financial status became low, that they faced the lack of payments, like they couldn't pay their workers, they couldn't pay their rent and some other important expenses that they have. So they couldn't sustain their business, and he said that they are trying to do more, to do the best they could within every day, and that the situation became like they are trying their best nowadays. Their transaction isn't as before compared before the appearance of the COVID-19. But now on some weeks, like within some weeks time, they might not have a transaction at all. Like they don't have, they might have some expenses, but they might not have an income. But they are hoping their best is yet to come, and that they're hoping that their business could be as before, and that they get profit. And my second respondent, like I said earlier, is a woman respondent, and it's called the Habesha sweater. They are doing so many uniform sweaters for students for educational purpose. So like the male respondent, the COVID-19 case really affected their business, but they're struggling to be the best and to do more. And she told me that there is this Germany company called GIZ. It's a German company, GIZ, and he was like providing some machineries, some equipments for other firms, but he did not provide to them, and they really want to know the reason. She said that they have the potential to grow, they have the potential to be successful, to change their business, but they really want some loan from some party. And actually, like there is called Addis Credit Association, whom they take a loan, but they But the association couldn't give them the exact amount of money they needed for their business. And in order to lend some money, they need to have some assets like their working place, their working house, or car, building, etc. Otherwise, he cannot lend them, etc. So actually, she told me that if our lift company could maybe give them some loan so that they could repay it back after like working within so many years, etc. And that's what these two firms shared me. Anyhow, thank you all for your time. And goodbye.